podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
He just got beat up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. A little bit of a rumor mill edition, as I don't know that this is 100% true, but if it is, we're going to talk about it, whether it is or it isn't. We're going to assume that there is being $10 million, or rather that Deontay Wilder is demanding $10 million. That is the rumor. According to The Athletic, Wilder, I mean, I don't even know if I, look, I know this is a rough start, right? Because I'm not used to this. There was an entire article done with numerous sources that were not named. Basically they're like, you know, a manager says that Wilder should take the $10 million and that Wilder wants the $10 million. I don't know. We're just going to run with the rumor and see how we feel about it. Is $10 million enough? Should he take the $10 million? What do you think this means? When would the fight actually happen? When does he get the winner of Fury Joshua? So much to discuss. And I'll do my best to give you the details. Deontay Wilder reportedly, allegedly, wants a huge payout. Something like the tune to 10 million, 8.1 million euros or pounds, whatever you guys deal with over there, and a guarantee that he will face the winner of Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua in order to step aside from his third fight with Fury. So this is what we're discussing. It is a rumor. It's all over the internet. Metro UK has it. The Athletic is talking about it. Look, and we'll have Abner Mares on the show as well. We were supposed to get him yesterday. We'll get him today. So let's get this thing started, man.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one
to
stop it.
Listen,
conquer. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody.
Sorry,
I'm Sonny. Listen, I'm Jack Tiffany. There's no one like I'm from there.
Champ! Looks like we got Mystic Mac powers out here in this. We was talking about all this. We mentioned the $10 million offer on the show. You know what I mean? And now it seems as though, even though unnamed sources spoke on it, they're close to Wilder's team, close according to Metro. You know, one manager, you know, who could it be, you know? And after all, I was in the seat where I wanted him to be, you know, able to get this high payout just to take more time to, you know, get ready to regain that throne. But we'll talk more about it. Mariowski?
It's me, Mario.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Definitely a rumor mill thing. Let me tell you what's weird about this. And obviously, you know, I'm not going to rush ahead of things, but maybe I'm the only one that feels this way, but this is a rumor that essentially is a closed source And you know how that goes these days. Now, the article that Nestor was referring to in The Athletic is from Lance Pugmire, and all the quotes that he has are from other people not related to this. This is just basically he was trying to get an impression of, you know, I guess the history of it and how realistic it seems in other people's eyes and minds in throughout boxing, and which is smart, which is a great thing to do, and it was a great article. But none of this is confirmed. All I'm going to say is this. It's weird that we threw out that $10 million number, and it was a really crazy number, and we threw that out. And now here's this number being floated around by anonymous sources. And, yeah, it's just a little suspect to me. I mean, $10 million is a lot, and at the same time, we said it when we first started talking about it that it would have to be a lot for Wilder to consider it. And I don't know. It just – I don't know. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe we're just really tuned in to what's going on in the world of boxing, and we realize that only a number like that could make something like this happen. But let's chop it up.
Is $10 million enough?
I think so. And based off of the Athletic article, I don't know if y'all got a chance to read it fully through, but the from all the comments from – they had a boxing insider, somebody who works on the promotional side. They had a trainer who's worked with heavyweights and brought them up and brought them into tough fights is what the article said. So somebody with the experience of taking a Wilder type back into the fire. And everyone says it's enough. You know, most people are saying, yo, if you're Wilder's promoter, you have to be telling him, look, you're crazy if you're not taking this. I think it is enough. I think it's enough because here's the thing. It's more than enough if he has on a dotted line, he gets the winner of Joshua Fury. Then it's absolutely enough. But they have to commit.
I think it's more than enough. I think we were talking about how low these step-aside payouts have been, how high they've been. This is going to be like a record-breaking step-aside money that's ever been given. So I would surely take it. I just don't want us to forget about the little, you know, the little elephant in the room, Mr. Pulev, who still also has to take step aside money.
Yeah, but according to the reports, Pulev is willing. He's willing, and now Wilder is willing. Allegedly.
And Top Rank or Bob Arum specifically has alluded to the fact that Pulev is much more reasonable, and I don't mean reasonable, I'm sorry. He's much more, I don't want to say easier to take care of or under his thumb or anything like that.
Try to devaluate him or in any way.
Yeah, exactly. I think that more so is that he knows he can sell this to Pulev. He can sell this to him and say, look, we're going to pay you not to fight, and at the end of the day, you're still not going to lose your spot. You know, for a guy like Pulev, I think that's a huge deal. You know, for Wilder's on the cusp of, you know, one fight winning it and he's back. But this goes back to everything that I'd said before. You know, back when I wanted Wilder to not take the fight and allow Joshua and Fury, it was because I thought they were going to fight in June or July, and I thought that was way too soon. The fact that he gets October, possibly November or December, that's more than enough time. And then that becomes a personal choice, in my opinion. But I think ultimately he has to take these things into consideration, because you'd rather fight somebody with all the belts as opposed to one person.
I believe we have our first guest. Abner, are you there?
I am here. I see you guys.
All right.
You just need to see me.
Nah, you just got to click on your camera and we'll be ready to go. But yeah, man.
In black. Yeah, you'll see the microphone and then the camera right to the right of it. You just click.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Awesome.
He got it. He got it. So, Abner, man, how are you, brother? What's going on? And talk to us, man. How's COVID treating you?
It's treating me well, bro. I mean, I'm a family man, you know, being at home, being with my kids, my wife. This is an everyday thing for me, you know. None different. Just the fact that, you know, obviously my wife can't go to work. You know, little things that are different. I'm still staying active. I'm going to the gym, one-on-one session with my coach. You know, I have to stay on shape. I got to be ready for whatever comes my way.
Well, we wanted to get you on because yesterday things got really heated between you and Ryan, and right. We wanted to just find out if that was a serious consideration for you, or were you just checking a young up-and-coming fighter and kind of letting him know, you know, how things should be, but or are you seriously seeking a fight two divisions above your normal fighting weight?
All right, so let me start it like this. Never mind. I had no intentions of calling this kid out, which I never did, to be honest. All I did was I made a remark and I made a comment about how he was coming at Henry Cejudo, who's a friend of mine, and trying to challenge, not even challenge, I think he just said, you know, ask the question, how would I square off against, you know, Henry Cejudo? And all I said was, like, how dare you call out, you know, a legend? And I called him legend, you know, because if you're an ex-Olympian, a two- or three-division world champ in your own sport, you're somebody, you know? To me, you're a legend. You made your mark already. And all I said is, who the fuck are you? What have you done in boxing to be calling everybody out? So as far as the week, I think he called out Tank, he called out Henry, and now he's calling me out. I mean, yo, like, I get it. You're Instagram famous. You got a big following, you know, with 90% of the following he has are ignorant people that do not follow our sport. They don't know shit about boxing. And it is what it is. You know, I'm just stating facts. If he gets butthurt and if he takes it personal, well, it's because the shoe fits. You know, he knows that, you know, he is what he is right now, which is hype. And I'm not saying that he's a bad fighter. I think he is a young, up-and-coming, great talent who is building up to being a tremendous fighter alongside with Eddie Reynoso. But not yet are you somebody. I'm saying it how it is. You ain't shit yet. You know, you haven't. I posted a picture of myself with four belts, four world championships, three divisions. He had two paper belts because they're interim titles. He hasn't won a title, you know, like it's for him. It's just, you know, he's calling out names and me again, I don't take it personal. I'm a grown man. You know, I just laughed at the fact, but I don't turn no fight down. So before getting on this call with you guys, I made the call. I called Mr. Al Heyman. I told him, hey, Mr. Al, you know, what do you think of this fight? Hey, if the money, if there's fight money, it makes sense. Because that's where I'm at. You know, he's just starting his career. I'm at the position like, hey, if it makes money, bro, bring it. You know, I don't care if it's at 135, 140, 130, 138 and a half. You know, at that company, they like to do they meet you halfway on the weight, basically, you know, because gotcha. It won't even be for a title because he has no title, yeah. You know?
So we were talking about this subject in depth yesterday, and then it switched to Floyd Mayweather and Ryan this morning because last night Floyd came out and, you know, he's seen all the chatter that's been going on with Ryan, and he basically said he's ducking Rolly. You know, he said in 2019 he offered Ryan – a $200,000 fight bonus outside of the purse. So now he's reissuing that offer, you know, where if he beats Rolly, he gets this $200,000 fight bonus, not to do with the purse, plus gets Tank on a title shot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put yourself in Ryan's shoes? Because my co-host Mario Munguia seems to have it made up in his head that Ryan is a franchise and should stick to the plan. I feel like if they're going to give you what you're already getting paid, plus the same amount of money as a bonus, plus a title shot and the publicity of being in two promotions with Floyd, and we have to admit, Ryan Gervonta will be a pay-per-view, especially if Gervonta fights Leo first.
Of course. You know what happens there? It's bad advice from the people that he has around. And it's also a lot of ego from his part. And the word I'm looking for, I think he is he is just naive. You know, he doesn't know what he wants. He claims from here out what he wants. But if it's there, you know, you grab it. Let's be real. The kid just started making money. Prior to, I think he signed with Golden Boy, less than a year ago? They They
renegotiated his contract.
Negotiated his contract.
September 2019, he renegotiated.
Prior to that, bro, he was getting shit. I mean, let's
50,000 before that.
Not getting anything.
50,000.
And I get it. He's a marketable fighter, and he claimed and he wanted to get paid what he thought he deserved. And okay, so he renegotiated. He got a better deal, and now he's happy. Now, you got to know that, yes, you're a marketable fighter. You're someone that's going to be someone. But, hey, take it step by step, bro. Like, you know, don't get ahead of yourself. So I think that right now what's happening with him is that he's getting too much shit in his head, and he thinks that he is what you know, the 19-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds, whatever, you know, his following is, you know, are feeding to his head. But basically he hasn't done anything. So I think he should have taken that fight. You know, I think he should have. You're getting paid. You just paid, put it perfectly, getting what you're paid plus more, and if and a title, bro. Like, you know, you don't miss out on this. But this guy wants, you know, he's trying to, you know, trying to claim that he wants big money, you know, but it doesn't work that way. You got to work your way up.
Here's my take on it, and I'm going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. It's not that I think that Ryan deserves more. It's that I don't think he's ready for the likes of Tank, and I don't care if you were still at bantamweight. I don't think he's ready for you. I think that you get nothing out of a fight with Ryan Garcia. If the money's right, okay, sure. If the money's right, fine, but it does zero for your legacy. I'd much rather see you fight Jojo Diaz, which is another subject we could talk about because of some of the social media back and forth that went on between y'all last week. But I ultimately feel like if he were to win that fight and be propelled into a Tank fight, he's still not ready for that. You know what I mean? So I just don't see what guys like you gain from fighting Ryan Garcia right now.
And again, that's you're someone that knows the sport and knows boxing, bro. But again, 99% of his following are people that don't know shit about boxing, you know, and they just want to see a good matchup. They want to see a good fight. All right, you know, and again, it wasn't me calling him out. It's him taking it personal of what I said. What I said was, you know, you ain't shit. You haven't done shit in boxing. Don't be calling out people that have done it. You know, that's it. And he took it personal and he called me out and he said, let's make it happen. Hey, you know, if it happens, it happens. Yes, it might not do much for me, but hey, I get to spank a little kid and you know, make an example of this kid. Exactly. So that's all it is for me.
Where would you want that
him,
catch weight?
Listen, and I'm just gonna be real. Whatever I will get paid for him, and I am dead serious, I will get paid the same for fighting a journeyman or someone that is, you know, a tuna fight for me. And I'm not just talking out, you know, shit, like, you know, to brag, but it's the truth, you know, it's the truth. I'm good at where I am, my company, but if I know he's got a big name, if the money's right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the Zone or whoever is in charge of him, Golden Boy, can bring good money, hey, I'm all about it. You can sell this fight easy here in L.A.
I hear you. I just – look, you went through one of the most grueling tournaments that boxing has seen in you know, 20, 30 years. You were on a roll fighting former champions, and not just former champions and champions, the label, but some of these guys like Objeco were, I mean, some of the toughest guys around at that time. I don't know. I don't feel like Ryan Garcia should be put in a place where he is so – where a stroke of his keys on Instagram lands him a fight with Abner Mattis, lands him a fight with Tank Davis. I feel like he's on the perfect trajectory. Let him fight Linares. Let him fight some of these older guys and get it on. Because honestly, I don't know how he even does against Linares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think what's happening is
he's protecting him, Abner. He's protecting him.
They can't get Linares over here soon because of, no, you know, COVID-19. I think he's in Japan. I believe that's the case. So they're just looking for someone to get, you know. I don't know if he's going to be ready for July 4th. I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't take the fight for July 4th too soon, you know. If I were to fight him, let's build this up right and let's get paid. That's it, you know. But it's been a crazy, you could say, week because I had, you know, Jojo Diaz call me out, Ryan Garcia now, Jermell Herring, who I respect. I have ultimate respect. He's a great fighter, and, you know, Billy Kidd, I think, Billy the Dip Kidd. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, these are great fights. I would be calling Tank. People keep saying, oh, why don't you call Tank? What happened to the Tank fight? I can't. I know where I am because he's fighting Leo Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What am I going to gain of tweeting, I want you next, Tank? Let's make it that. When I know that for a fact that he's going to fight Leo next. So I'm just going to have to wait on sit on that one. You know, wait for that one to end and see what happens.
What's the bigger fight for you? Is it Joseph Diaz with the belt or is it Ryan Garcia with the fame?
No, I think Joseph Diaz does a lot more to my legacy. You know, it's not all about the money at the end of the day. I think he holds the title and, you know, that will do a lot for me and set up, you know, for another big fight. You know, once I had that belt, you know, I will be worth that even more, you know. So I think JoJo at this time. But again, if Ryan's team comes at me with, you know, decent money that makes sense, you know, let's make it.
I mean, you and JoJo on the interviews on the Ice Queen were real colorful, man. You guys really went back and forth, and that seems more to me like a real little beef, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And JoJo seems to think like he can get the best of you, man. What do you give him credit to as far as him in the ring?
You know what? I can't hate on him, you know, feeling that way, that confidence. He earned it. You know, he became a world champion. He fought a farmer, a great fighter, you know. So he is in this position. He's a world champion. So he could call it how it is. He could say he could walk me down. He could, you know, beat me up. So be it, you know. Talk your shit, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I think it'll be a great matchup. I think he's a great fighter, and I think it'll be a good fight here in L.A., but I, again, I don't feel that he can beat me at JoJo Diaz. I think, if anything, at JoJo Diaz will be a more of a comfortable fight for me because I have no trouble fighting softballs. Honestly, I feel real comfortable with softballs.
Now, I'm not going to lie. The last time we had you on, we talked about the JoJo Diaz fight.
Right.
And it's a fight for me, you know, as a Mexican-American and growing up, you know, my whole family and friends, all of us watch boxing. That is a fight we can get behind. That is a fight that my brother's calling me up a month out. Hey, man, guess what today is? What, 4 weeks till Márez Diaz.
Nice.
Yo, mm-hmm. Guess what? You know, my uncle seeing me, you know, at my grandpa's. Hey, man, yeah. we watching this? Where are we watching it? Your house? So I love it. But at this point, it's got to be weird for you. And kind of just talk about it because it's like you're at this point in your career where everybody's calling your name out because you've earned that spot. You're in this position, right? Your whole career, you were taking the tough fights, you're doing, and now you're in a position to sit back and let people come to you. At the same time, a lot of people I think are calling you out because they think the injuries have accumulated. They think the age has gotten there. So talk us through those parallels where on one side you have people thinking that you're, you know, ready to be, taken, but at the same time, it's the respect that they're showing that because of how you know how you built your career.
Right. I think I'm over the fact or the point where I have to prove myself because I think I've done that, you know, and I'm over the fact that I don't need to come back in order to show the people that I still got it because if you know you have it here and here, you're coming back and that's major reason why I'm coming back. You know, I wouldn't take a fight knowing that, you know, I had a big chance of losing my vision or my eye or anything like that. I just wouldn't. I just know that I'm okay. You know, I'm good. People don't know is that, you know, I had this happen to me, you know, back, you know, many years ago in 2008, different eye. And I was able to continue my career for 10 years and become and do what I did, you know. So now that I'm coming back, you know, yes, the age, yes, I've been off. But I still have it in my heart and I still have it in my mind. I've been active. I've been training this whole time. Actually, since last year, they told me I could have been back. You know, I could have fought as late of last year. But I said, no, I want the whole full year since the surgery, you know, take my time and then just be back, you know. And I know what I'm worth. I know what I've done. And now it's just about taking smart fights. That's just being real. You know, I'm not going to take a step back because I just, you know, I don't believe I should. I don't think I can.
I don't think you should either.
Abner, I need you to clarify because you said I would get paid the same amount that I get paid for any kind of tune-up.
Yes.
But then you said I would do it if the money's right. So you're kind of saying that you know the money won't be right, but then you're saying the money has to be right to fight him.
No, okay, so I know for a fact they're going to throw a certain number that I already have in my mind, you know, but they don't know that I make that fighting the tuna fight. So if you're really interesting about fighting the four-time world champion, three-division, Abramides, you want that name, you want that fame, you want to prove yourself, all right, make it worth money, you know what I'm saying? Make it worth my time. Make it worth for my company because, again, I don't like you said and like I say it, I don't need of him, to be honest. I don't need of a Ryan Garcia. I already did my shit, you know? I made my legacy, so fighting whoever, I just want to come back and fight the top dogs. And when I say top dogs, it's not Ryan Garcia because he's not talking about even a tank fight, Leo Santa Cruz 3, the world champions, Berchel, even Oscar Valdez, man. Oscar Valdez is a warrior. A fight here in L.A. will be amazing. So any of these top guys that, you know, the fight fans want to see me fight against, you know, I'm all about it.
Abner, what exactly was said in that conversation? How many conversations has it been? Because it sounds like you kind of got the green light to go to any platform because you're talking about Diaz. Then you're talking about Ryan. That's DAZN. And, you know, then you're saying Oscar Valdez. That's ESPN and Top Rank. I mean, did you get a green light to get the best negotiation possible or what?
It's not about a green light. It's about, you know, being smart and knowing, you know, where to put yourself. And we saw it already with, you know, with
Wilder Fury.
I'm sorry?
Wilder Fury?
Wilder Fury. We saw it, JoJo against
Tevin Farmer.
I'm talking about Gary Russell. Like, we've seen these fights happen, you know. We know they can be made. It's just about you wanting them. So the fighter that says, oh, we can't, I'm on the other side, you know, it's impossible. No, it's not. You can make it happen. If you really fight for it and if you want and you tell your manager, your advisor, whoever it is, hey, I want this fight, it can be done.
But you're in a different place, though, right? I mean, let's be real. Like, you know, you are marketable, and there are fights on other platforms that are marketable. So would it be fair to assume that would it be fair to assume that you are in a special position that guys in that stable aren't, that there aren't as many guys like you that can cross stables, right? I mean, he's asking, like, did you have the right, you know, did you have the permission, I guess, to go wherever you want? But it's not about that, right? It's about the fact that you make money no matter where you go. I mean, and Al recognizes that.
Exactly. I think, you know, my advice, he's a smart man, you know, where I am, you know, they're smart people. They know how to make these fight happens. So when we sit down and talk about a possible Terrence Crawford, what's his name?
Spence.
Errol Spence. You know they're waiting for the right time to make that fight happen. You know it's gonna come, and it's going to happen, regardless of, you know, individually where they're at. It's going to happen, and I see it happening. But then again, the company's not. I don't believe they're dumb enough or inexperienced enough to say, all right, let's make it happen right away. No, because this man just had an accident, major accident. You know, we don't know where he's at. We don't know how physically or mentally he is. So the people that think it's going to happen next, I don't see it happening. I think he should take another fight, you know, to see where his body's at, and then, you know, go against Terrence Crawford. So again, you know, it's not that I'm in a special place. I just think I'm more of a vocal and more of a, like, you know, I'm wanting whatever I want. I want it, please. You know, let's make it happen. I'm not just mouth and Twitter and social media. No, I really make the calls. When I said I wanted Tank Davis, I made it happen. And I shit you not, and I kid you not, Mr. Al told me, Abner, that's a difficult fight. You sure you want it? Tank Davis. I'm like, yes, sir. I want this fight. All right, I'll give it to you. And I made it happen. Unfortunately, I got injured. You know, I got injured a week.
Making that kind of move, how much money in sanctioning and fees would he be losing by stripping a AJ or a Fury to give it back for an opportunity for Wilder to get it? That's a lot of money. We don't know. Eddie Hearn and Bob Arum, them all will be trying to get a check, give him a check to, oh, no, just let this happen. Just let it happen.
Ain't lying, man. That is the biggest hiccup. Like, fine, you can have $10 million for Pulev and another $20 for Wilder. What's going to happen with the rematch clause? Whose rematch gets precedent? That's the word. Whose gets priority?
Does Wilder, another guy in between?
Does Wilder get priority because he stepped aside to allow undisputed?
Or he's
does
got to.
Or does AJ get priority because he has the most belts? And without him, you can't do undisputed. It's a really difficult situation. I'm super interested to see how they figure it out. How, like, if they imagine they really do get guys to step aside, what was that deal? Not only what did they give Wilder, but what did they give Pulev? What is that rematch clause? That's the yo. I was gonna call
a lot of
Bob.
Moving parts in that shit.
I was gonna call Bob today, but I didn't want to like double with Abner because of this. I knew it was gonna take long. Look, we had Abner for about an hour, and I just feel like $10 million is so much. But then you got Ward talking about $20 million. But I just felt like if the minute I would have said that to Bob, he would have cursed me out. That's how I felt. So I was like, you know, I don't feel like being cursed out today. I'm not texting him. I'm not going to get him on the show. You'd be like, what are you, stupid? Who the fuck is going to give him $10 million?
You know, it's funny. Last time you said that last time, and he ended up being super, super cool and interested
Crawford-Charlo. I thought he was going to be like, what are you, crazy with the Charlo? And he was all in it. You're right. I'm selling Bob short, man. Let me get out to CYP, California.
What up, hookers and hoes and hookers. Anyway, look, man, I find it hilarious that nobody wanted AJ to take no kind of step aside when Ruiz knocked his ass out and stepped aside him. I just find it funny. You know, the truth of the matter is, all jokes aside, though, all seriousness, the UK is desperate for an undisputed champion. They have one in their history. We have 23. They are desperate. They don't care if it's AJ. They don't care if it's Fury. They just know that there'll be a winner at the end, and it's going to be finally the UK has come back to relevancy.
That's awesome.
CYP out.
Yeah, I can see why everybody threw up such a fuss for CYP to be car of the year. Every time he calls in, man, he's got something funny.
Yo, I don't never fact check him, but if he's right, damn, 20-1? That's crazy.
I don't know, man.
That's crazy. But I mean, look, the UK is small. You know, you didn't say anything though, CYP. Come on back, man. Do you think the $10 million is real, or do you think it's too little? Too little, I'm meaning, you know, the money being not enough to take to step aside.
When I think about it, I just talked to Joey a couple of days ago. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't mentioned this to me. But at the end of the day, I ain't in the room when they make contracts. The only issue that we both have is you cannot trust Fury. It's not about AJ. It's about Fury. No contract could ever stop any man from retiring. And Fury cannot be trusted. That's the only issue any of us have is I don't care if he takes a step aside if he gets the fight. This is not about stopping the UK from being undisputed. I don't care about that bullshit. That's cool with me. Cool. 2-23 ain't never bothered me. I ain't tripping on that. But if Fury retires and pulls that on Wilder face, egg on America's face, it'll be egg on us. And you notice that the UK can't handle winning. They don't know how to win like they won before. Look at everything they say every day. Look at the comments every day. I'm not getting one win. Come on, man. That'll be the biggest farce in history, believing that Tyson Fury going to keep his damn word.
And
that's my only issue.
And who's their only undisputed champ? You said they only have one.
Lennox Lewis.
Oh, Lennox.
Lennox Lewis. They have three total and in every single weight class, but they have one heavyweight. We have 50 to their three, and then heavyweight, they got one to our 20 goddamn three. Come on, man. Stop. What the fuck? You know damn well they are desperate. As much as they talk, they need it.
So let me hear your scenario. What would be your idea, right? Like Wilder wants the 10 mil, Pulev accepted, let's say 3-5. What's the rematch clause? Because, you know, now there's three rematches. Because if Tyson loses, he wants a rematch. If AJ loses, he wants a rematch. And if Wilder steps aside, he wants a rematch.
You know what? You know what the real wrench is in this situation? It's Dillian White. Dillian White has a goddamn mandatory coming up. He's going to want in also. If Pulev needs a rematch, it needs a clause. If Wilder needs a clause, if them two don't have a clause, where the hell does White come in at? That tells you how desperate the UK is, because they ain't even mentioned the fact that White ain't going to never get a title shot. All the crying they do, and y'all willing to just take his mandatory away and push it back a whole nothing year? y'all don't like the UK. Y'all just hate us. That's all it is.
I mean, White, I mean, look, I get it. It would be wrong, but for everything that's at stake, it's like we're talking undisputed. Like, some, you know, White got to wait. That's why Wilder and them taking step aside, like, theoretically or hypothetically.
Right. If that undisputed meant so much, if it really, really meant so much, they would have been saying, AJ, that's a bullshit rematch. We want to see undisputed. Nobody from the UK did that. So I'm not jumping on the undisputed bandwagon. Y'all didn't do it for us, so I ain't doing it for you. Undisputed is undisputed no matter who's fighting for it. It don't matter which country is up for it if you really care about undisputed. They don't care about it. They just want it to be their undisputed.
You do know it's different for them because they look at it like Andy beat AJ, AJ rematched him and got the fight. So they look at it like Wilder was gifted a draw, Fury got robbed in the first fight, rematched them and beat them. That's why they like undisputed.
This. The only issue they need to understand about this is Wilder did not have to give Fury a rematch anyway. And to get the rematch, he had to sign on for another fight. So you can't have it both ways. You can't get the rematch that you didn't even have to get and run out on the rematch that helped you. What kind of bullshit? It's like, dude, if we all be all fair, you want to call it a robbery, they want to call it a robbery, I say it's not. That was Deontay Wilder defending his title. He could have moved on. If Deontay really felt like Fury beat me and I robbed Fury, then why the fuck would, excuse my language, why would Wilder offer him an immediate rematch? Fury turn it down, take two tune-ups, a whole nother training camp, fire his coach, move to America before he jumped back in the ring with Wilder if Fury was the one who thought he got robbed. Man, please. That's what people do who get knocked out. People who get knocked out, you know what they do next? They fire their coaches. They go get tune-ups. They wait to get back in the ring with a contender. That's what people who lose do. See, I don't want to talk about that, and I ain't going to bore you with that. But in my opinion,
I felt like
you lost.
I get all that, but thank you. I get all that. It's just that it worked, though. So we can't joke on Fury. Like, yeah, people who lose are the ones that make the adjustments. That's absolutely right. But his adjustments got him to win. Trey in the Bay. I'm sorry.
Real quick. Let me just say this. CYP's not wrong, you know, about Fury and the risk of retirement and the possible egg on Wilder's face. But I'm sorry. I feel like if he were to do that with the notion that Wilder is stepping aside to fight the winner, it would look like a duck. It would look like one of the biggest ducks in history. It would have to. I mean, I know it doesn't make sense now based off the last fight, but, you know, especially if Wilder came back and had like a tune-up and just annihilated somebody, you know, I don't know. I don't think Wilder would get as much flack as Fury at some point.
But what was it? Bowen Lewis, right? Lewis doesn't get shit for not.
That's true.
For not negotiating or being fair and negotiate. Because Bo threw the belt out because he couldn't get a good cut, from what I remember. Like,
yeah,
you know.
No, and that's a good point. And like I said, I could be wrong. I'm not saying that CYP. I think CYP is speaking truth. I just don't. I don't know, man. If Fury were to do that, yo, I would hate him for as a fighter. That's it. Like his reputation is damaged to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's already went back, so I get what CYP is saying, and anybody else that believes in that, you know, they're like, we can't trust him. And look, he has a history of pulling out of fights, and now he has a history of flip flopping, and now he's revisited that history for the fight, but he said he was going to fight two more times. Now he's saying he's going to fight till 40. So I could see where it makes people a little bit nervous. But Trey in the Bay, talk to us. Sony, talk to me.
Hey, yo, what up, Neff? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, look. Okay, I'm going to try to be respectful, and I promise I will try my best not to cuss, but this is the first time ever I have been pissed off. I'm so upset if Izzy's post and this Wilder shit is for real. Now, with that being said, the only way Wilder should take Sepasap money is if they're offering 20 mil. Let's take a look at this. Like CYP said, Dillian White is a mandatory. Who really trusts Fury? And who really trusts Eddie Hearn after all that crap they took Wilder through a couple years ago? It's ridiculous for Wilder to Sepasap money. It is ridiculous. And I am a Wilder fan to the fullest. But, yo, it's just like, and I'm sure Mario will appreciate this. There's a saying in sports. It's called getting off that fanatic narcotic. And I'm a fan of Wilder to the point to where if Wilder takes Sepasap money for nothing less than 20 mil, I will be off that fan narcotic. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit don't make no sense. No sense whatsoever. It's. You know what, yo? I'm not even gonna hold.
Lot. 20 million is a lot.
Yes.
I know people running with the 20 because of Andre Ward, but I think Andre Ward was speaking hypothetical.
No. 20 mil is good. No, if it's 20 mil, then he'll be a fool not to take it. But I'm saying though, we're accustomed to Wilder making at least 20 mil on his fights right now. So why are you taking anything less than that? And another thing,
keyword fights. 20 mil to fight, not to just chill.
Whoa. Hold on. I thought the whole topic was Wilder taking 20 mil to step aside allow Fury and AJ.
We don't got 20 mil. That's somebody else. I know what you're talking about. And all I'm saying is that's a lot of money not to fight. He got paid 20 to fight. Now you want him to get paid 20 not to fight? That don't sound right.
No, whoa. Please. All right, just try to let me hold on. Just hold on for a second. We're talking about a unification. We're talking about the path to undisputed. So I'm saying everybody is expecting Wilder to do the trilogy. If you're not going to do the trilogy, don't do it for anything less than 20 mil. If you're going to step aside and let Fury and AJ fight, you make sure they give you that fucking bag. And I'm not talking about anything less than 20 mil. Wilder should step on their necks. If they want him to step aside, Wilder should step on their necks to step aside. Talk about giving him that bag as if he was fighting.
I think 10 million is stepping on the necks. Like, I really do. That's a crazy amount of money not to fight, especially if he gets the guarantee that he fights the winner. $10 million is a lot of money not to fight.
Mario, that's a very good point. Now, Ness, before you let me go, Ness, you are friends with Wilder. I feel like Wilder, as far as his fans, and Wilder know how his fans feel because he put that post on fucking YouTube when he lost. If Wilder's going to take Sepasap, I think you need to get on the horn of Wilder. He don't got to come on TV, but he at least needs to send you a text. Why are you doing this? Because if you're not going to take 20 mil, and Mario, I hear what you're saying, but I think 10 million is too low. Not for a unification.
Gave you hella love, champ, but we got a counterpunch from CYP, and you keep saying 20. I guess you want it to be 20. I get that. But, you know, the rumor is 10.
CYP. We hung up on the 10 milli, let alone 20.
Yo. Listen, I want to make an apology to everyone because I did think with all my heart that there's no way in hell AJ beats Ruiz in a rematch. That's exactly what I thought. I preached and I said it. I never thought he was smart enough to come up with a game plan that would help him outbox my man Ruiz like that. I never thought AJ was that kind of dude, because he had already said, I'm not gonna backpedal. I ain't gonna win that way. So I believe it. Now, the reason why I say I apologize is because every single one of you who believes in that man and believes in the strategy however he came up with, the fact that you think Wilder can't come up with a strategy, that he has no chance of coming up with a strategy, the same way AJ did changing his whole style, the same way Fury did changing his whole style, that shows the jealousy and the envy and the scare and the fright and how frightened you are. Don't be so scared. Don't be so frightened. If Wilder's so dumb, like all y'all say, he can't come up with nothing. If Wilder's so stupid and so weak and such a bum, don't worry about nothing. Just go ahead and take that scout, take that $25 million, and go get your undisputed after that fight. But the difference is...
I get you, but I don't even know why you try to make logic out of these people, CYP, but you got to understand, their logic is AJ and Fury's always been more talented. Their logic is Wilder's always been a bum and fought no one. So why would they believe that Wilder could do what Fury and AJ did? They're not going to – like, you are going to have to do exactly what you're doing. Say that it's possible, because they will never say that it's possible. Like, they just won't go down that route, man. They don't give love to Wilder. Wilder got to get it the hard way, man. Got to get it the hard way.
You know, that's kind of like it's sort of like a stigma, right? It falls upon a fighter like that. Like, Wilder, you know, he knocks everybody out. So it's like you can say, oh, he fought bums. And it's like he knocked out Luis Ortiz.
Bro, nobody that has fought says that. You know, look, Tony Bellew was saying something like that. Then he met Wilder and he changed his tone. You know, if you really been in the ring, man, you ain't saying that, because it's difficult, man. It's difficult to knock everybody out.
UK got a lot of Wilder fans too. So like that whole like patriotism and all that, it ain't really about that. I mean, we understand that there's always been, like, you know, across the pond beef and all that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Wilder got clout out there, too.
Yo,
I think for a time on this show, we was going to war with the UK brethren, you know what I mean, because of AJ and Wilder. But it's just a whole nother soup now with Fury, and you know, beating Wilder. Now, I don't know, man. Like, at the end of the day, $10 million is a hell of a lot of money. $20 million
alleged
is just outrageous.
Crazy.
It's outrageous money. I don't see it really happening. I see this COVID thing, you know, prolonging itself to give Wilder enough time for him to make those adjustments in camp, man, and come back and just get what's his. But $10 million to sit on the side.
Yo, most fighters don't even make $10 million
in their career.
Fighting in their career.
In their entire career.
In their entire career. Most fighters don't make $10 million.
That's retirement money.
Like, yeah, exactly. Oh, bro, you're absolutely right.
That's why
right.
I'm saying I think it's insane. Like, it would be a record high step aside. He would set the precedent. Like, this is all rumored and alleged, man, until, you know, they show me otherwise.
And in an era where Floyd Mayweather, you know, made it popular to continuously break records, financial records, gates, you know, pay-per-view buys, just everything, this is something that Wilder would have on his you know what I'm saying? Like, in his legacy, this is a record. This is an unprecedented record, and I'm not sure, given the state of boxing and where we're going and what the world might look like post-COVID, that I think that would probably be an unbeatable record. I can't imagine that ever happening again, you know, somebody getting $10 million, you know, to not fight.
To this counterpunch from Sony, talk to me.
Hey, Bess, can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, I just heard what you guys said. All right, I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm cool, calm, and collected right now. All right, now, if Wilder taking a step aside, and if $10 million is setting the precedent, If nobody's ever been offered that much to step aside, then I can understand it. I guess me being a hardcore fan, I was just fixated in my mind that there was no amount of money that Water could take that will allow him to step aside because basically of his YouTube posts after he lost, and everybody is expecting him to come back to fight the trilogy fight. Me expecting he was going to be on TBV like forever since he lost. You know, but if $10 million is unprecedented for a fighter to be offered to step aside, then I totally understand that. I'm still against it, but I understand it. Peace and love.
Cut it. Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, the highest I could think of is Broner. $1.5 million for Madonna to step aside, let Floyd get that double whammy sauce there. I mean, I can't think of anybody else that got that type of money, man. Like $10 million,
or a situation that they call for that amount, right?
Bruh, listen, Wilder was gonna pay Bermaine $600,000. You know what I mean? So it's not like, yo, $10 million. Sheesh, that's that big dog money. Let me get to these super chats. JT, send me a message, man, if you ready. It seems like you just jumping on. I don't know what you heard, what you didn't hear. You might not have anything to add. We got a bunch of super chats. Want to thank everybody for the love, even though they're not love messages, right? Like, you guys are talking conversation here. Let's go to first one is Marlon Sims. So Icy says, perfect time. My plane's wheels just touched the ground. So safe travels. So, you know, you obviously landed well. Now get home safe and thank
you. Keep that mask on.
And thank you for using us as your travel entertainment. We got DBX. Shout out DBX, Patreon. Hope Wilder doesn't step aside. That means after Goofy AJ fight Twinkle Toes twice, Wilder won't get his shot for a year or more from now. And that's what I'm saying. This step aside stuff just sounds retarded. I need to talk to someone that can answer that. An Arum, a Shelly Finkel, someone that's been in that position before that can say, no, this is what we do in that situation, because this situation only sounds like it would further, oh, hard, not the curse, it would further ruin, you know, any hopes of getting a fight. Like,
no, you're right. But these are unprecedented times. These are unprecedented times, you know what I mean? And you know, Lance Pugmire made it clear in his article in The Athletic that you know, with the price of the barrel down for oil, you know, does the Middle East have the money to make the fight work on every level? You know, I don't know if they had it to begin with, you know, paying Wilder the amount they need to make him step aside.
Nah, come on, champ. Listen. We all going through the same thing, right? Like, I'm not saying all of us had money in the bank, because we all don't. Some of us have to live check to check, especially minorities. But if a minority could have hypothetical $200-$300 in the bank, how the hell can the dudes who pump oil not have a couple $200-$300, their equivalent, in the bank, which means they could still do something. Like, yeah, the price of oil's down. That don't mean that their banks drop. Like, they just ain't getting the same amount coming in. And that's why you do a big event. But let me get back to the super chat. We got Pterodactyl. Do you now understand people when they were trying to tell you Wilder ain't the goods? There's even stuff online breaking down his resume. And that is in pounds, FYI. Mr. 704.
I was like, wait, what? Oh, okay, I got you.
Mr. 704 says, join the Boxing Voices on Patreon. Smash that like button. Hashtag Sniper Gang.
Pterodactyl. And turn that notification on too,
yes,
please.
Thank
that
you
notification
for reminding
on. You know, a lot of people been hitting me up like, yo, I didn't know y'all were going live. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Yo, it's a very, very simple process. You hit the notification and you will be alerted every time we're live. And that's the thing with us. you got to have it on because, look, you know, we go live every morning. You know that. We go live every Thursday night and Sunday night. You know that. Patreon, you know we're on Monday nights, Tuesday nights. But we're going to be trying some other stuff here, and we're going to be giving you more shows, quick breakdown shows. If you were with us yesterday, you saw we got two shows in relatively quick, back-to-back, you know, just little boom, boom, boom hits. So turn your notifications on, and you will be alerted.
Yeah, man. Thank you for remembering, because there is a healthy percentage of people that have not hit that notification bell. So you do not get that email when we go live. Like, it's funny because I have my own notifications since I have two channels, and I get the emails like Boxing Voices Live. You know, you get that email to your Gmail. But I guess you got to have it not going to spam either. So that's something you need to check out. Moving on to the next. We got Pterodactyl back with another one who says, UK ain't desperate. We support good fighters. Wilder ain't good. So calm down with the patriotic stuff. We've supported all good American fighters. It's you guys that are so patriotic. Okay. Counterpunch from CYP, but we did that. And that is it. Let me refresh this one more time.
It's funny he says that because, you know, I don't know, and this might sound like BS, but I've rarely ever looked at fights like that, like America versus so-and-so. Like, it's different when a fighter that's American goes to the UK. You know, I used to wonder, was he going to get a fair shake? You know, what's the judging going to be like? But that's the extent of it. You know, the only times I've ever had, like, a patronage is Mexico Puerto Rico rivalries, and you know, I'm Mexican American, so I'm invested in that. But as an American, you know, it's funny, like I see a great rich heavyweight division, and I just want to enjoy it. I really don't care where anybody's from. I just want the best to fight the best.
Yo, you know, I don't want to, this is why we go so long. I'm about to interject something that someone hit me up like, yo, CYP was wrong about the little rivalry, remember, Mexico versus Puerto Rico? Bro, he gave me such a list of people beating African-American fighters, yo. I'm telling you, I got to pull it up. That's like a show in itself. I didn't know.
Well, like the touted matches between Mexico and
yeah,
Puerto Rico?
Yeah, look, this thing is so big. He's like, he said, how you going to say Hispanic fighters don't couldn't beat the black fighter? Bro, De La Hoya and Trinidad both beat Whitaker. Duran beat Leonard in his prime. Mikey damn near beat the whole motherfucking PBC.
What?
Yeah, he said Mikey damn near beat the whole PBC. Remember, he ran through a few of them.
Yeah.
Let me see what else he got here. He put Cotto beat Shane Mosley and Zab Judah. Chavez Jr. beat Uncle Roger and Meldrick Taylor. Andy Ruiz beat AJ. Man, just stop it. CYP Counterpunch. What up?
You know, it's funny. When I gave my list of boxers, every single black boxer I named was our top boxer. And every single Mexican I named is Mexico's top boxer. Last time I checked, Oscar De La Hoya, top Mexican boxer. Canelo, Chavez, Manuel Marquez. These are their top boxers. I don't even want to delve into the lower tier. I'm talking about the best Mexican boxers you got versus the best black boxers we got. Y'all got L's. We got W's. Look that up. That's my only point. Look it up. Who did B.I. beat? De La Hoya. Who did Floyd beat? Chavez. He beat De La Hoya and he beat Marquez. What are we talking about? Like, our best beat your best. And Duran is not a Mexican. Stop. Don't do that. He's from Panama. Don't do that. Anyway, so.
Yo, but you can't be
he
selective.
Said he don't count.
No, I mean.
It's true, though. He's from Panama.
I mean, yeah. in a technical, you know, technicality type of way. But, like, it's still the same rivalry. Because that's why Floyd was doing it. He did it with Maidana. You know, Maidana ain't Mexican, but he did it on Mexican Independence Day because Latinos, we partake in that Mexican holiday as a whole. So when there's a fight, we all coming out. But that's regardless. What I'm saying is you can't say, yo, a Mexican rivalry, but it only counts with the top fighters. Like, come on, chill, champ. Like, you know, name fighters is where it's at, you know. But top fighters, you know, that's difficult because everybody's in the prime or you know, I might not consider AJ at the top. And Mario does. Like, he still considers Cotton at the top. Yo.
You're a hater. Yo, no, you're absolutely right, though. You know, like, I celebrate the Puerto Rico parade. And not that I celebrate it myself. Like, I'm not walking, you know, with a Puerto Rican flag. But I celebrate in the sense that I look forward every year to what fight is going to be put on during, you know, New York's Puerto Rican Day Parade and how that's celebrated. So, you know, we gravitate towards things as, you know, in the Latin community. You know, I Mexico independence as a boxing fan is not for just Mexicans. It's for everybody because we always get a great fight, you know. And for years, Floyd Mayweather Jr., a black fighter, has ruled that those dates. So, you know, It's definitely boxing. While boxing can separate, man, and boxing can turn into, you know, patronage and stuff like that, it at the end of the day also brings us together in a lot of ways.
All right, we got some callers jumping on. Let me get to JT though.
And not got, Blog Talk though, right?
Nah, yeah, we do. I'll just.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was. You come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit. Hey, that comment. Come on. That was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit. You know, we're doing live TV. Yeah, I can't. What are you going to do about it?
I can't, this mother. Why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. You have a problem? Turn off your station. I'm the best ever.
Yo, what's up?
What up?
So the top. The topic is Deontay Wilder talking about taking $10 million to step aside for Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury.
Yep, that's the rumor.
I think if it's a rumor, it might be so. But with his fight, I'm thinking what's going to happen because if Tyson Fury fights Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder do take that, you know they're going to have another rematch clause, and if Anthony Joshua lose to him, so he gonna fight again, so it's gonna be actually probably two fights down, so probably $5 million a piece. So that's probably why he want that $10 million if he do take step aside money, cause he gonna be sitting down for a year or so, year and a half, waiting on that next fight to see the fight the winner. That's all I got, yeah.
All right. Damn, Arliano said he's still waiting on his shirt. What? Oh, champ, we're going to have to check that because, you know, Mr. PBC and everybody got this. I'm going to have to double check. But we sent that out, champy champ. We'll send another one. It's all good. CYP with the third counterpunch.
Yeah. Listen. And for all the people in the chat, yeah, my daddy is half Mexican. That's where I get my name, Carlos, from. So, if any of y'all think, oh my God, he's so racist, man. Half my family Mexican. But anyway, I don't mind none of that. Like, I don't mind the fact that America be getting their ass kicked in soccer and we be wanting to win and we just get our ass kicked. It is what it is. You gotta accept that shit, some things don't go your way. But the fact is, if you gotta add in Panamanians and Cubans and Puerto Ricans to the list of Mexicans, then the Puerto Ricans and Cubans I know, they must be crazy because they don't really even like Mexicans. So I know when I was growing up, if I'd called a Puerto Rican a Mexican, he would get super offended. So I'd probably think that they don't want to use your wins as theirs and their wins as yours. Cut it.
Yeah, but you being slick too. You saying Puerto Ricans? You already know Puerto Ricans and Mexico got their own rivalries, just as prominent as the Black and Latino rivalry. You know what I mean? But Puerto Rican Mexican is there. But I get you, man. Look. I guess you're right. You know, Maidana isn't Mexican, but it worked for Floyd. You know what I'm saying? And it's still a loss anyway. It's still, you know, Floyd won both times. So regardless, it puts two losses on their column. You know, we got Antonio counterpunch, right? I think Antonio went with another one, right? Am I wrong? And I'm calling Antonio by mistake. I meant Sony.
I'm like, who?
Yeah. Ness, bro, I got warrants out here. Call me Sony, bro.
Yo,
Sony.
Dog. Yo, I know, man. It's just, it's so many screen names. You got to change that one.
No, I'm trying. I'm still trying. All right.
Yo, act stainless. Stainless is like the back call customer service.
Yes. That's my guy. I'm going to get at him. But, yo, just like JT was saying, now, the 7% money aside, I'm done with that. But the reason why I said that I still do not agree with it is just like JT said. Think about this. What if AJ Poulet is his mandatory? So Wilder got to wait. We need to find details of this. And that's what I'm saying, Ness, you got to put on your Sherlock Holmes hat. You need to get in the fucking muddy waters. You need to get the motherfucking step to whatever it is. Bro, you need to do some private investigative skills right now, bro. You need to find out the details of this, bro, because the shit needs to come out. Because if the shit goes not Wilder's way, Wilder's going to be waiting for so many fights. And let's just say both of them got rematch clauses. Dude, just like CYP said earlier, where does Dillian White fall into play? Come on, bro, because you know Wilder is not about to...
Cut it. I hear you, man. Look, man, I'm going to see what I do. I'm going to ask some people. We going out to Troy, Baltimore.
How you doing, sir? Hello?
Yes, sir.
I guess you can hear me. I'm going to use all my time, all of it. So.
Well, you're not a boomerang anymore, Chan.
Cool. Let me use my time then. It's real simple to me. He takes his step-aside money. I've said this 1,000 times. He takes his step-aside money. He gets one check. And then he fights the winner. All he has to do is make sure that paperwork is right. It all boils down to which fight makes the biggest money. At this point, Fury, Joshua makes the biggest money. And then the winner could fight Wilder because that makes bigger money than Poulev. Poulev is irrelevant. Eddie Hearn could feed him to White. And then White could fight him. And then White could fight the winner of Wilder and whoever wins between Fury and Joshua. It's not rocket science. It comes balls down to money and what the fans really want, period. And to answer your question, Lennox Lewis got $4 million to step aside to make Holyfield Tyson, and then Tyson ended up going to jail. So $10 million when
Wait. So he didn't get it or he got it?
He got $4 million to step aside. He accepted $4 million
but
to step aside. So, yes.
No,
yes.
Because I heard you said Tyson went to jail, so I don't know if that meant that the fight didn't happen.
The Holyfield, the first time they were supposed to fight, Holyfield and Tyson, he went to jail. So, no, it didn't happen. But Lennox
so
did get
did.
His money. He got his $4 million to step aside.
I'm
Tyson going to jail
it.
Doesn't have any bearing on it. Tyson
All
going
right.
to jail didn't have no bearing on that, right?
Cut it. All right. Cut it. King Bourne, talk to us.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Ness, I told you, man, 20 mil. Shout out to my man, Sony. Shout out to the homeboy who said 20 mil. Come on, man. You know he ain't trying to step aside. You know they're going to have a rematch clause. You know what I mean? Come on, man. It's 20 mil. I don't want to hear no 10. You can't get that man 5 mil to wait almost 2 years and all that. You know what I mean? You know it's going to be rematch clause against Tyson versus AJ. 20 mil, man, straight up, 20 mil. I said it, and everybody and a lot of people on this Boxing Voice right now, they agree with me. 20 mil. It's 20 mil, man. 10 mil ain't enough for all that drama he got to go through, man. You know what I mean? It's 20 mil. Straight up, y'all, 20 mil. That's all it could be. 20 mil, or if you know what, Ness, 15. But that's it. I'll give him 15, because that's 7.5, you know what I mean? But I'm definitely going for 20 mil. And like Sony said, talk to Wilder and tell him 20 mil, man. Stop trying to play Wilder. These dudes over there, they trying to play Wilder out. It's enough, man. Everybody getting tired of this, man.
Yo, 10 million has never been done, but the people say 20 million.
So real quick, just a quick Google search. And, you know, I know my man's is very knowledgeable, so... if I'm confusing anything, then please let me know. But it says that Lewis accepted $4 million from Don King to step aside and allow Tyson to fight Bruce Seldon instead, with a guarantee that if Tyson defeated Seldon, he would fight Lewis next. And Lewis ended up getting another fight in the interim, but he did get $4 million to step aside. But Tyson ended up fighting Bruce Seldon.
Yeah.
That's what I found.
So what was
I mean his point is still valid though, because that means
no, definitely.
That means that means $4 million not to fight so Tyson could fight Seldon, bro.
Yeah, Bruce Seldon. I remember that, man.
So that's money. That means that, but that's the thing was different.
I mean,
times.
Look at the inflation.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's different.
Oh no, it's gotta be like $8 million.
Right.
No, but it's just different times. Boxing was more prominent back then. We're talking about Mike Tyson. Look what he did to the internet with fucking four punches, man. Chill. It's a different time. It's a different time.
They had high paydays out there in those times.
Yeah, Tyson. He was getting like 30. Whew.
Yeah.
Tyson was making bread, bro. We got Josh in North Carolina.
What's poppin', TVV?
What's
good with y'all?
I ain't heard from y'all. I ain't seen y'all. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute.
We just working, man. Grinding away.
Say what, bro?
We working out here, man.
I'm back on my ring of status.
I think so, man. I did see something. Let me double check for you.
Yeah.
But go ahead, you can talk.
All right. This is what I want to say, man. Yeah, $10 million is too low for undisputed, for a man to step aside for undisputed match, because, and then you got to think about this too. I'm pretty sure Wilder is still recovering from that bicep injury. So I'm saying the man might not even fight to the end of the year, if not the beginning of next year. So yeah, you want some financial security. Don't get me wrong, $10 million ain't bad, but $20 million is prominent for that type of fight that he's stepping aside for. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, give him that. And as long as his name is in that guaranteed contract to fight the winner next, it could be a round-robin tournament. So if whoever loses this undisputed match between Fury and AJ, they going to get the winner, or whoever wins between Wilder and whoever. So, yeah, man, he should take some step-aside money if he want to. But if he don't want to, I understand. But he's been going through AJ. He's been trying to get to AJ for so long. Like, I couldn't blame him if he don't accept the step-aside money. But you know what it is, man. I'm glad I'm back. So, did you check this?
Yeah, you're good, brother.
Apologies. All right, man.
Mario knows now. We'll have you cut the line the next time. Do apologize.
Say no more, man. I'll holler at y'all and next time.
All right.
We got you, Josh. All
right.
Yo, so, I mean, I usually do the swaying, but they kind of swayed me, man. I mean, it says Bruce Seldon he fought Bruce Seldon for the WBA, and Lennox was the mandatory with the WBC. So like, it wasn't even a unification. It wasn't even an undisputed. So Wilder's stepping aside for something greater, more valuable, and that value needs to represent dollar signs.
See,
so now $10 million doesn't seem too high.
No, $10 million doesn't seem high.
But $20 million is still low.
$10 million might seem low. Like you guys said, if back then they got four for a regular title shot, right? We talking about a dude saying no and letting dudes fight for five belts plus a lineal and a ring. I mean, dog, we talking about like seven straps. Something unheard of. Like, you
so, I still think that because of the unprecedented times, it's not the same situation. There's other factors that are going to have to be put into
Well, then he can hold on to his rematch, and y'all don't get it. It's just that
Listen,
simple.
Yo, I don't even want to tell y'all this because, oh, man, it's just such a bad taste. But listen to this. So Lewis accepted the $4 million from Don King to step aside, which allowed Tyson to fight Bruce Seldon, which the WBA title and the WBC title were on the line. And when Tyson won the WBA title from Seldon, he relinquished the WBC title, which Lewis was a mandatory for and had sued Tyson to make him fight the mandatory. but he gave it up to fight Evander Holyfield instead. And that's exactly what they're worried about with Tyson Fury. Not, yeah, man, retiring. So that's what Mike did. Mike pulled the same thing. You know, he got Lewis to take the step aside and then didn't even fight him anyway. So, oh, man.
And that's
what happened.
That
makes me think that maybe Wilder shouldn't take it, even if it is $10 million. Like, I don't know. You can't guarantee what's going to happen, I guess.
Nah, man. With all those rematches, Pulev mandatory, Dillian White mandatory, AJ rematch, Fury rematch, Wilder rematch. I don't see it
so
happening. And I've never heard of any situation like this ever. But we finally got through. Oh, no, we didn't. Intrigue jumped on the line, ladies and gents. And Intrigue, if you've been there for a while, I do apologize. I believe you weren't, man. I just seen that.
Hell no. He mad because I get the better fight. He mad because they still like me more. He mad because I got better numbers. He mad because he can't beat Keith Thurman. That's why he mad. Hell no.
So once I get on that stage and I come at you, better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son.
Yo, what up?
What up, Atlanta?
Yeah, I jumped on, like, I was in the chat in the YouTube, but I just jumped on Skype. Like, yeah, man, I don't see it, no way in the world happening, man. Wilder ain't taking no stuff away. Step aside, money. It's not happening. I ain't even entertaining it, man. It don't even make sense to me. You know, he lost his title for the first time. He about to do everything he can to get right is wrong, man. Knowing how Wilder works, maybe somebody else that ain't as prideful and all that, but Wilder, there's no way he's taking step aside money. That's just how I see it. And until I hear him say it or they announce it officially, I ain't buying it at all, man.
Tell you, man, they ain't.
Well, all right. Let me get to these super chats. We got, I think I see my man Castle Hill Gill in the building. Let's see here. We stopped at Antonio, who said he didn't get his shirt. Yo, I sent the screenshot to my girl. She said, check with your mailman, man. So we double-checked the name. We definitely sent it. CYP, obviously he was a counterpunch, but still shout-out. Thank you, CYP. Love the entertainment and engagement. Gil with the super chat says, more power to Deontay. He gets paid. He gets more time to prepare. Plus, Fury going to have some extra wear and tear. I think Deontay should do him.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You don't know what happens in a Joshua Fury fight and how much it softens up one of those guys. Yeah, great point.
We got a counterpunch from Sony.
Yo, Ness, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, shout out to King, and I think his name was John that came out. And that's what I'm a booger. And shout out to fucking Mario, too, for pulling out that history lesson on boxing. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to put inflation into play, and I understand what Doomy was just saying, like $10 million is still $10 million. Dude, we're talking about $4 million back in the fucking 90s. And we're talking about over 20 years later, get the fuck out of here. Nah, bro, that's no. No,
12 million?
No, no. Yo, this show is definitely getting flagged with all these F-bombs.
Oh, God damn it. Yo, I'm sorry. But, yo, the heavyweight division is supposed to be the granddaddy of them all. It's supposed to be the number one. And it's just like everybody has now come around to my thinking about saying, you're thinking about all these motherfucking rematch clauses. That shit is keen. Oh, God damn it. Yo.
Sony was on fire today, though. He made a lot of he was on his game today.
You know, Troy in the chat, like, I put the history lesson out there.
You know, Troy is because
they gave Mario the credit. They gave Mario the credit, so he mad.
Shout out to Troy.
Need a box. Historian.
Yo, I'm actually going to go do history on that. I'm going to go research that now and see, you know, what because yo, I gotta figure out what could be done from this. You know?
They swayed your mind into the 10 million plus club.
Yeah,
And I'm not even going to argue hard with you because they made a lot of good points. And just that whole history lesson, if there has to be something.
No, the inflation and just the fact that Bruce Seldon isn't Wilder, man. And you know, it's just bigger. Everything is bigger. All the belts, everything. But look, that is finally everybody. So that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. We'll be live on Patreon tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And remember to hit that notification bell right here on YouTube. You never know when we're going to go live with a spontaneous show right here for everyone on YouTube. So don't forget to click that notification bell so you get notified via email and even a notification on your smartphone if you click it.
Yeah, at Mario McGee on Twitter, at Mario McGee on Instagram. While we will be live in the morning on Patreon, we will also be live for our Thursday flagship show, which we will have Franchon Cruz on, and we will have JoJo Diaz as well.
Yeah, JoJo Diaz is at 7 in the evening show. Franchon is the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shoot. I thought I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. Well, we got one in the morning, one in the evening, so yeah, definitely come rock out with us.
Franchon is the WBO champion in the 168-pound division, and you know, she was supposed to be reinstated as WBC, but they're still investigating. So, yeah, she's at 10 a.m. And then we got Joseph Diaz Jr., IBF champ, 8:30. Right? Let me see that. I think I read that wrong. 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30. Yeah.
7:30. So, yeah, man, take it easy. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, just to end it on that, you know, in 96, $1 million from 1996 today would be equal $1,674,097. Let's just say $1,674,000 today in 2020. So if you really do the math, you know, you could just, you know, multiply that number and you would, I guess, get like an idea. But you're basically looking at $674,000 per mil. That went up, so it's almost like more than it is more than half in inflation. So if they're giving you $1 million, then they got to give him $1,675,000 now. So for every million in '96, he should have gotten that now.
For every mil now, he's got to get 1.7.
Yeah.
So you're talking, you know, 1.7 times 4, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll do you the number right now.
Well, it should be an extra 4.7, so it's going to be 4 plus 4.7, so it's 8,700,000, roughly.
Nah.
That's why, man, you cut me off, I lost that. All right, we
My
out.
Bad.
Cheers! Check me out on IG, Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. Same handle on TikTok. And catch me on Twitter, AlexLinusTBV. Don't forget to hit that bell. All right, champs? Whenever we know we one of the few that goes live, hit that bell. Get your voice in. Call in, because you know how we get down.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, champies.
All right, man. I'll see y'all in the morning.
See you in the morning.